These guys don't sound exactly easy to miss. The coats, you mean? The shoes, the loud cars. But those are the very things which cause some people, many people actually, to turn away, to erect little roadblocks between the eye and the brain. In any case, I won't have you taking chances. If you do see the men in the yellow coats, don't approach them. Don't speak to them, even if they should speak to you. I can't think why they would. I don't believe they would even see you, just as most people don't really see them, but there are plenty of things I don't know about them. Now tell me what I just said. Repeat it back. It's important. Don't approach them and don't speak to them, even if they speak to you, rather impatiently. Even if they speak to me, right. What should I do? Come back here and tell me they're about and where you saw them. Walk until you're certain you're out of their sight, then run. Run like the wind, run like hell was after you. And what will you do? Bobby asked, but of course he knew. Maybe he wasn't as sharp as Carol, but he wasn't a complete dodo either. You'll go away, won't you? Ted Brodigan shrugged and finished his glass of root beer without meeting Bobby's eyes. I'll decide when that time comes, if it comes. If I'm lucky, the feelings I've had for the last few days, my sense of these men will go away. Has that happened before? Indeed it has. Now, why don't we talk of more pleasant things? For the next half an hour, they discussed baseball, then music. Bobby was startled to discover Ted not only knew the music of Elvis Presley, but actually liked some of it. Then Bobby's hopes and fears concerning the seventh grade in September. All this was pleasant enough, but behind each topic, Bobby sensed the lurk of the low men. The low men were here in Ted's third floor room like peculiar shadows which cannot quite be seen. It wasn't until Bobby was getting ready to leave that Ted raised the subject of them again. There are things you should look for, he said, signs that my old friends are about.
What are they?
On your travels around town, keep an eye out for lost pet posters on walls, in shop windows stapled to telephone poles, on residential streets. Lost, a gray tabby cat with black ears, a white bib, and a crooked tail. Call Iroquois 7-7661. Lost, a small mongrel dog, part beagle, answers to the name of Trixie Loves Children. Ours want her to come home. Call Iroquois 7-0984, bring to 77 Peabody Street. That sort of thing.